matter.
Whenever you're ready, son of Ben.
Yeah. I would say of everything that I did in 2019, this is probably the funnest.
The funnest?
The funnest.
Okay.
Is funnest the word? It is today. Fuck it.
We're puffing
new year,
blue,
new me. New
blue dreamy today? There's some blue dreamy. And,
you're going to put tobacco in it like a bitch.
Nigga, you're going to have to create like a flyer with like a legend and salami, like fucking pictures and whatnot to explain all these different strands.
There's one already. And as soon as they sponsor us, I'll tell you what that is, man.
And then we also have some libations sponsored by RW Hair Shop.
Mm.
Hey.
Some libations from St. Martin. She wants us to be plastered.
Martin.
Hey, shout out to RW Hair Shop. They always pull up and pull through for any event we're fucking throwing. I want to shout them out.
Yeah, they're also going to be
one
of our main sponsors next live show. So it's going to be lit.
2 year anniversary is going to be lit.
Do you know what today is? Well, it's actually on fucking New Year's Eve. Is what it is.
Fuck it. Never mind. Sorry.
Bro, I feel like we just did the other New Year's episode.
We did. Literally. Literally. That a year went by so fucking fast.
I can't be that high.
How amazing is it that the Lord saw fit to give us two back-to-back New Year's to the NWO podcast? He gave the year to the niggas every time.
It's the year of the niggas.
The year of the niggas.
The year of the niggas. Did we do it already?
For some reason, the good Lord has deemed you niggas worthy.
Niggas is worthy. That's a word.
The year of the niggas. Did we do it already? Before the show start.
Now you're listening to
NWO podcast.
I put the H on it to emphasize it's nigga.
Happy New Year!
Niggas and niggas, you heard him. You heard Lil Jon. Happy New Year, niggas. Happy New Year's, my brothers and sisters. We are coming to the close. We have come to the close of a decade. A decade of fuck shit, a decade of poverty, a decade of disappointments. We're going into the new decade with hope. We're going into the new decade with prosperity. All that fuck shit that you had going on from 2000 on up, 2010 on up. Fuck it. Get them fuck niggas out the way, get them foot dragging assholes out the way, get that poverty out the way. It's 2020. We ain't got flying cars yet, but fuck it, we here. Let's go.
We some niggas, hey. With a P&Z. We some niggas, hey. With a P&Z. We some niggas, hey. With a P&Z. With a P&Z. With a P&Z. Nigga with a P, nigga with a P, nigga. Nigga with a P, nigga with a P, nigga. Nigga with a P, nigga with a P, nigga. Nigga with a P, nigga with a P, nigga. Nigga with a P, nigga with a P, nigga. Nigga with a P, nigga with a P, nigga. Nigga with a P, nigga with a P, nigga. Nigga with a P, nigga with a P, nigga. Bitch, you want some P's? Come and get in front of these niggas. Hey. Wanna get in front of these niggas. Bitch, you wanna be in, come and get in front of these niggas. Hey, hey, come and get in front of these niggas. Bitch, you wanna be in, come and get in front of these niggas. Bitch, you wanna be in, come and get in front of these niggas. Get in front of these niggas. Get in front of these niggas. Bitch, you wanna be in, come and get in front of these niggas. Hey, me, Ben, and Ricky, and Chris. Happy New Year, little bitch.
I need you to make some fucking noise.
Make some fucking noise. Hey, get fucked up.
Turn down for what?
Hey. Oh shit,
bitch.
What the fuck?
New year, nigga.
What the
bitch.
Fuck?
Nigga. Nigga. Nigga, nigga, nigga.
Get fucked up.
Nigga.
Happy New Year.
Nigga.
Get fucked up.
Nigga.
Happy New Year.
Nigga.
Hey,
nigga.
It's a fucking New Year.
Nigga.
Hey, it's
nigga.
A fucking New Year.
Nigga.
I don't care where you at. Happy New Year.
Nigga.
If you at your desk, shake
nigga.
That ass. If
nigga.
You on the subway, shake that ass.
Nigga.
Hey.
Nigga.
If you're a guy, please,
nigga.
Please don't. Huh?
Please.
Have some respect for yourself. Guys, happy fucking New Year, guys.
Fire up that laugh. I'm ready.
Nigga, dog, I really meant that shit. The fucking Jetsons told us that we was going to have flying cars in 2020. We ain't got that shit.
Here
yet.
We are. Here we are.
We, yeah.
They exist. They exist. We ain't got them, but they exist.
I don't think I don't want niggas in the sky, bro.
No, hell no.
Could you imagine niggas running out of gas in the sky? Huh? Did you think about that part? They're going to kill us.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Broke niggas are going to kill us.
Because Chris has been in the sky since 2013.
He's already been there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, it's just going to be cars falling out of the sky. Yeah, deuce. My bad, kid. Ain't no more kids.
It'll be bad. No niggas should be in the sky that's not on Delta or Spirit. Please, no niggas in the sky.
That is the absolute funniest take. You can kiss the futuristic.
If niggas
cars
are in the sky, you can kiss the world goodbye. It's over. This shit is over.
Period.
Prophetic.
Niggas run out of future gas and then what?
Oh shit.
Then do your spiel.
Real I'm sorry. I just witnessed Chris hurdle the chair. I've never seen him move that quick or that fast ever.
High and drunk.
I'm sorry, but ladies and gents, this is the Niggas with Opinions podcast. I'm 1/4 of your hosts. Benessie, take a shot at me, and I'm joined by my brothers in buffoonery. Plus,
your butters, shut up. Your butters, hey, butter.
My brothers in buffoonery. Plus,
yo,
Ricky the Prince.
Butter.
And the vegan trap lord in the motherfucking building. This is the inaugural and first episode of the new fucking year.
Okay.
How's everyone feeling?
Dope, man. Good. Happy to be here with you guys.
I'm feeling okay. I'm all right. This is good. Life is good.
Life is good. I'm in a lot of pain, but I'm high.
I'm in a lot of pain, but I'm drunk.
You know what I just noticed about you, Christopher? Is you're wearing... I can only describe the color pants you're wearing as like aqua teal. Mm-hmm. And by fucking golly, you have the fucking turban to match. How hard was that? That's not easy, bro. Like, look at it, bro. You guys aren't fucking looking at the coordination.
It's easier than you think when
and it matches turban.
When you shop turban first.
So you saw the pass, you was like, I got you, bitch.
Yep.
Do you just go to Home Goods? You could just turn like any like bedding into like a turban?
You don't want to use just any sort of fabric because some fabric is like really thick. You know what I'm saying? We live in Florida, so you don't want nothing too thick on your head all day that's hot. You want to make sure you have a breathable type of... I would go with hemp fabric, but you know, that's just me personally.
You know, this nigga even has an orange headpiece.
He to match every fucking
thing. I'm a Canes fan at the end of the day still. Oh,
come on, man.
I would be remiss.
Oh, come
not
on.
To own an orange headband.
Come on. All right, so niggas, how we feeling? Everybody good?
Yeah, we feeling good, man. Feeling optimistic.
What niggas did this weekend?
Oh, that's a great way to start this.
Wow.
Ben, let's talk about your Candylicious ass weekend. Bro, what you did this weekend?
God.
Oh, fuck.
I had the displeasure of going to Candytopia. It's a complete and utter money grab. It's a waste of money. It's only suitable for women and children. I was there. It's just like a fucking... You remember the Museum of Ice Cream? That thing?
I saw that thing. Okay.
Yeah, it's just like that.
It's Instagram posts.
Instagram posts. That's all it is for. That is all it is for. And if you speed walk through that motherfucker, you're going to be in there for at least not even 30 seconds. Not even 30,
but
35 seconds.
If you stop and take every selfie on the way there.
You're there for an hour.
But that's what they created for because they know it's a trap. Everybody's going to want to go there and take Instagram pictures. I've never been to the Museum of Ice Cream. So
is that
know.
What
is
the
it still here?
2020 at, is now?
At least the Museum of Ice Cream had, what, 5 floors in the motherfucker. Like, it was like a bunch of different.
Is it still here?
No, it may be. I don't think it is though. It's one of those pop ups.
Just like the Candylicious thing. I remember the ice cream thing. Maya was like, I want to go, and I remember kept telling her, yeah, we gonna be out there.
Someday.
Nah, but that's what I did. I had like at least I left with like at least 5 pounds of candy. I mean that was.
Oh, so they had real candy.
That's
real
the least
candy.
They can do.
That's
the least
they could do. That ice cream shit didn't have no fucking ice cream.
That's the silver lining.
Did they kill you?
I mean, it came out to like, what, $70?
Whoa!
Fuck,
like 60, 70
for
bucks.
Candy
for
and
the
pictures?
Both of y'all?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
For candy and pictures, you want $70?
It's utterly ridiculous.
Wow, I thought it was going to be something maybe like you both of y'all paid for the 15.
No.
Damn.
Because
he bought candy too. Oh,
fuck. I figured candy should be included.
Come on.
You should just get candy.
$70.
utterly ridiculous.
So there was no food, no wine.
Bagging munch, you know. No food,
liquor?
No, no lick.
Fuck, dog.
No lick.
Man, just $70 literally for the selfies and for the candy.
So I got just butterscotch take and bullshit. The pictures and pay $70?
So guys, you guys miss butterscotch and bullshit. I like that.
Butterscotch and bullshit.
All right. As a contender, that's smooth.
Nah, I like that.
This weed smells like sage. Sage, you fucking niggas, no, real quick.
Butterscotch and bullshit.
Sage, you niggas.
I just want to say this. Last year, this nigga was making fun of me for saging.
I rebuke.
But yeah, man. What you did, Ricky?
No. We going to go Chris. Second.
Okay. What you did, Chris?
Saving this fuck nigga for last this week.
Man. Chris. I had the pleasure of leaving my bad tooth in 2019.
Come on. Round of applause for Chris, please. Because
nigga went and had a root canal.
Y'all don't
bro.
Know what tooth pain is, bro.
God, I took a night off my medication so I could smoke and drink with y'all niggas. Yeah. But boy, I tell you, I feel like I was in a fight, unbeknownst to me, and I got hit really hard in the jaw.
I don't know any pain that I've ever felt that rivals pain of a tooth.
No.
I can't function.
You won't.
You can't do anything.
You
bro,
won't find it.
So the shit was like, all right, I went to the dentist on Tuesday. The dentist tells me on Tuesday, he's like, we need to do this right now. I'm like, all right, doc, I'm down. But guess what? I smoke heavily, so whatever y'all gonna give me, I need the black market stuff.
Yeah.
I don't need the over-the-counter shit. I need the shit that goes, yo, you gotta make the phone call and have them drop it off.
And let the governor sign off on that shit.
Yeah, I need that shit. So I'm like, bro, when can we get that? He's like, well, if that's the case, then you're gonna have to take the next 3 days, not smoke, and just eat that. Like, you just gotta deal with that tooth pain. They gave me some Advil type shit. And yeah, for those couple of days, I was dealing with that before I actually got it removed.
You know what I just thought about? I saw a tweet. You ever know those Scopo Dumana shits?
Yeah.
There was one where the volume was being turned up, and then it said the caption was, Chris, how was your week?
I saw that shit. That shit was so fucking funny. I laughed for like 30 minutes,
dog. I think I remember who was responsible for
that. Who was it?
That was Belinda.
Yeah,
I knew it.
Yeah,
it was
Belinda. That's so fucking funny.
Well done. Fucking hilarious.
That shit hurts right now. Don't make me laugh.
You gotta watch out for that one.
Yeah.
She's funny too.
Oh, she knows everything.
They ask Chris, how's this week? You gotta match the volume.
You gotta match the volume.
Your volume should be up anyway.
That's hilarious.
It's all the way up right now.
It should be.
No, but nigga, I know whenever Ricky goes on them MJ rant, you gotta turn that bitch down. I turn that bitch down.
You immediately
put the headphones away from my ears.
I'm sorry.
Bitchard, what did you do this weekend?
Bitchard went to a bitch ass concert.
Mm-hmm.
No, actually, Bitchard had a good week because fuck that. Fuck you. I'm not Bitchard. The King had a good week. On Tuesday, I went to the NWO Christmas party. That shit was a fucking vibe. That shit was amazing.
That was Tuesday? My life. It was a week ago.
Yeah, Tuesday, yeah.
Nigga,
We did that shit about a week ago.
Hey.
Crazy shit.
At this time on Tuesday, we was getting lit.
Man, that shit feels
I was
like
in pain, but first time I popped a perk. Continue.
I can hear the burgers.
Then again, Thanksgiving was a month ago. It felt like years ago.
Yeah. Shit was a week ago. We had a good time. Shout out to the nigga Navy and everybody that showed up.
Yes.
We had
bless
about 100
you guys.
People there, so it was great. Thank you.
Fog that shit up.
And on Saturday, I went to the Coming to America finale in Fort Lauderdale. The shit was fucking amazing. A round of applause for Coming to America.
Fuck niggas. Thank you.
Shout out to homie Success.
It was funny because when we pulled up, we get there, we park, and I said, damn, this shit is packed. And I was like, yeah, it's a lot of people here. So we get there, we're walking up to the gate, and all you hear is the dude, the people, because there's people behind the
will call windows.
Yeah, the will call windows and shit. They're like, if you don't have a will call ticket, you're not getting in. I don't want you to know that now.
Slight flex.
So I'm like, let's go, babe. Excuse me.
You excuse me.
Pardon me, ma'am.
He was talking to us.
Get my school off. Excuse me. So We get there. I like Ricky for two. They got me my two tickets. We get in there. We get escorted. They're taking us all around the venue to find that there's not a fucking empty seat in the house.
Wow.
Mind you, I have on an NWO hoodie. So a lot of the fans there for Coming to America to listen to NWO podcast, so they recognize this. Hey, NWO. She was amazing.
So much love.
So much love. Maya was jealous. No one's paying attention to her. It's like she's not even there.
Oh, because she's used to being the prettiest one in the room.
Pretty sure.
Tonight, you're the bad bitch, Ricky.
Move.
Excuse me. Tonight is you.
Yeah. I made her lead the way. You lead the way.
Escort me.
Yeah, escort me.
Security detail.
Yeah, I had my head held up high. You know what I'm saying?
Shoulders back.
So, yeah, we finally get to our seats and... Man, when I say these dudes put on a show, because this is my second show for the tour. This was completely different from the last one I went to, and it was just, I was talking to Plus today about it for about 35 minutes. I'm like, dog. And I text you, I told you that shit was inspiring, that shit was amazing. But the thing about the show this time that was different was that you could feel like wherever they were trying to take you, like the entire, and this particular venue was bigger than the last one we went to, but you felt that shit, like, and the best part of the show to me was when they closed the shit. They played Swag Surf, and the fucking building was shaking.
Oh my! It was literally 1,000 people rocking.
It was. I wish I could. I could have Instagrammed the shit from the front because I was in the middle, and it doesn't give you the same effect. Oh my god, dog! This shit was literally rattling, dog. I was like, fuck.
Can we?
How does that feel, though? Go ahead, babe. I'm sorry I didn't cut you off. I'll ask him later.
No, I was just going to say some ignorant shit. I was just going to say, do we have to, like, send a letter to the NAACP to add Swag Surfing as, like, the secondary Negro national
it
anthem?
It needs to be.
It has to be at this point. It
has to be.
We got to find the contact,
come
bro.
Come on,
but
man.
I know how we feel when we're on the stage for the live shows, and that's we do a fraction of what they do as far as the audience goes. Our biggest, what, was 220 or some mm-hmm. shit like that? They had over 1,000 in there.
Life flex.
And, but they had over 1,000 in there. I'm like, I can only imagine. You know what I'm saying? Like, because seeing Plus in that light is different for me. I only know Plus either when we're bullshitting or when we're fucking doing business. And seeing him do business when it's not NWO is different. And I'm like, this nigga has literally the attention of every single human body in here. And there's 1,100 people in here. And they're rocking to whatever the fuck you're telling them to rock. They're doing whatever he tells them to do. How the fuck, like, how does that feel? Like, what the fuck is going through your mind?
Man, you know what? I can't even, like, listening to you put it that way is interesting because, like, I always tell people, like, this shit, when I'm hosting, and it's like, my job to host is to keep people entertained, informed, while we're changing the set.
Correct.
And so typically I'm just trying to be funny, trying to be spontaneous, and also buy them time, and also try to listen to when they give me the cue
right.
for when they're done.
A lot.
So like I can't really take anything in because I'm also trying to create jokes on the fly.
Right.
So it's like walking through a field of landmines. So it's like I'm taking a step. Boom. All right, this shit hit. I ain't blow up. Boom. This shit hit. I ain't blow up.
That's crazy.
So it's like, don't get me wrong. After the show, once niggas sit down, niggas be like, wow, shit was lit. But mid-show, man, I'm back there fucking yelling at people. The moment I get off the stage, I'm changing the set, trying to get the right. I'm telling the DJ when to play, what to play, trying to make sure that everybody.
Shout out Whiskey.
Is where they. Oh, DJ though. Whiskey was amazing.
She killed the shit. She killed it. As
she
always.
Was amazing.
But, I mean, for me, because I know how we work on here, I would assume that you doing your hosting shit is the easy part. You fucking wrote the whole entire show. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I would think that's the hard part.
What? Because, okay, so me and Success wrote the show, like, in the winter. And, like, we wrote it, and once we did it the first time, and you kind of understand what works, at this point, like, now it's just kind of, chiseling it until it's perfect. Being funny is always the easy
part. Right, that's the easy
always part. Easy.
Because that comes natural.
That's just always the easy part.
Right. So what would you say for those who are listening who are fans of Coming to America and fans of yourself and Plus, Success, what's next?
We're doing a brand new tour 2020. The People Show, aka the TPS tour. And it's going to be lit as shit. The dates are going to be coming soon. In the meantime, we're packaging Coming Through America for anybody who hasn't been able to see it. It should be coming by the springtime. It will be available via Amazon. We have some whites working on a Netflix deal for us. We'll see what happens.
Amazon Prime?
Yeah, Amazon Primo, bro. Mm. You want Amazon Primo, that little hoe.
Liddy.
But also, today, guys, I took a DMT hit today.
A DM?
Tell us
DMT.
More.
The fucking long word for it is dimethyltryptamine. If you want to go Google and pronounce that shit, go ahead. I just went to the drug dealer's house to go get some drugs, and he literally.
Can we have like a brief synopsis on what DMT is before okay, you tell so us how you took it?
It is apparently some kind of a psychedelic. The way he explained it, it's a substance that your body creates. It's in all most trees and natural things, and when they concentrate it, and I guess when you inhale it, because we pretty much like he lit up a pipe, and I pulled it, held it, let it go, closed my eyes, and it felt like I was being vacuumed through a tunnel. I saw a hella colors, crazy, like you know how when you're watching TV and they be on those mushrooms and shit, and they see all the colors and shit. You be like, they're doing too much.
Yeah.
There's no way you see all those colors.
You do.
My nigga, you see all those fucking colors. Before he gave it to me, what he asked me is, are you ready to talk to God? That's what he asked me.
What I tell you?
That's what he asked me.
No.
I was leaving his house. He said, yo, kid.
And you still took this shit.
Let me tell you. As a comedian, sometimes I have to do things just for the story. I need to see where this goes. Okay?
That's taking your craft to another level. I commend it.
Let me tell you something. When a nigga asks you, are you ready to talk to God? I just can't walk out the door now. Yeah. I just can't leave now.
Now I'm in trouble.
I have to see you. What are you talking about?
I need to see you. Respect.
So I sat there. My nigga, I was in for 15 minutes. I was crying and shit. I saw my loved ones. Like, I saw my goals. I saw my visions. I felt like a reaffirming warmth telling me that I already know what to do. I already know my purposes. Like, this shit was intense.
I saw visions.
So many, more visions than I should have seen in a 15-minute span.
I knew it was intense for you because the first thing you did, you walked in here and told us, before even shaking your hand, your boys, I was on a psychedelic trip.
Bro. And it's like, I had niggas like try to put me on the mushrooms and all kind of weird shells. Those kind of, like, I've never done anything non-weed before.
Yeah.
Ever. But it's like, when he asked me this question, I've never been asked to do drugs like that before.
Insane.
If he gave me crack, he would have had me. If he gave me crack, that's how you do it. Tell me God's at the end of a pipe and you got me, I guess.
Dog, the craziest shit that I've ever done that could like remotely come close to that is have you ever heard of absinthe?
Yeah, that's an alcohol, isn't it?
It was an alcohol, and it had like this ingredient in it called wormwood. And you ever heard the story of Jack the Ripper? He usually gave like his victims absinthe to like drug them and then kill them. So I had this shit, and it's ironic that the person that gave it to me was this white boy who was in film school. He was in school to become a director. The nigga gave that shit to me and like shit literally slowed down. Like I was literally moving in slow motion. Everything seemed like a fucking like a scene out of a fucking vampire film, bro. And I swore off of hanging out with white people in general for like the next 5 years, bro.
Man,
I can do it.
I don't know if I want to go back to talk to God anytime soon. But
white people know how to introduce you to some drugs.
That shit. This nigga was Haitian.
Oh, shit. What the fuck?
This nigga was Haitian, bro. What the fuck are you talking about, white people? I mean, he's a Jewish Haitian, but a Haitian nonetheless.
Word.
This is an unorthodox fellow, but I love him.
Unorthodox fellow.
He's an unorthodox fellow. He is. He's quite the interesting fellow.
Can you bring that one in?
I Orthodox. Oh, sorry. Yeah. That's why I highlighted it. I got to put that one.
That's a good one. Unorthodox fellow.
Unorthodox fellow.
Okay, guys. I guess I want to ask two questions. Let's start with this one. What artists should we leave the fuck behind in the new year? Like, if there's somebody new that came out in 2019 and you never heard their fucking music again.
Biffy got the stiffy,
Yeah?
Hell yeah.
That's who you going with.
You want Jit to go?
I mean, he ain't got to go nowhere. We just going to leave his ass.
For sure. That's a good one. I'm over with that, but I got one. But yes, it's more along the lines of that motherfucker as well. But yeah, I got one.
I've honestly had enough of Blueface.
That was my choice. I'm done.
What have we heard from Blueface? I don't even feel like we heard shit.
That was my choice.
We don't want to hear anymore. That's the thing.
I don't give a fuck about what we heard. Whatever it was that was heard, I want no more of that.
That young man keeps grabbing his crotch. I find it disrespectful. Okay? He needs to get off my lawn. I don't like it.
I don't want any more of that motherfucker. Tekashi's a great one because fuck that motherfucking snitch. Blueface, you can get the fuck out of here. Fuck you, guy. He's not even rapping. He's talking on a beat.
Yeah, all right.
Like, fuck that guy. Get him out of here, bro.
He does grab his crotch a lot.
And that's
another thing.
Like Mike.
He's a lame, bro. Like, the guy sucks.
Mike did it tactfully, man.
Come on.
There was a method to Mike's crotch grab.
All he's trying to do is get you riled up so you can get me to ruin the episode. That's essentially what happens. I get so upset, I start screaming, yelling.
What did I say? I give a compliment.
No. I'm saying all he's trying trying to bait you to bait me.
I'm just checking you guys. I'm just checking you.
Like
Ben
said a few times, you're full of shit and sea moss.
You see me?
And we're sick of your shit, motherfucker.
I'm just out here being a decent guy.
You're full of shit and sea moss, and bitch, you can get lost. Fuck that. No more Michael Jackson runs for me for the rest of the duration of this podcast. Done. It's over. I've had enough complaints. We get it. You like Michael Jackson, but you're ruining the episode. All you do is screaming up and puff at those poor guys.
You know what? I will declare this. If I never hear another fucking Cardi B song, I'll be fine.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah.
Cardi B?
I think I'm done.
You think you've had enough?
I'm done.
Hold on. I don't think she's the best rapper, but I don't think she makes like bad music.
What's the last thing you liked?
Isn't her last song, I Like It?
I like it like that.
Yeah, is that her last song? I don't know. I'm asking.
Okay, that this 2019 was long. I guess that was last year.
Because she's done a few features.
I don't like any of them.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan of the features. But, I mean, she doesn't annoy me. I can hear Cardi all day over Blueface and Tekashi. That's just me. Like, I might be in a minority these days because people love shit music. But give me Cardi over fucking Blueface and Tekashi.
Anybody grew on you this year?
Oh, for sure. Roddy Ricch. Roddy Ricch grew on me. I got put on Roddy Ricch because I'm a diehard Nipsey fan. Like, he did shit on that shit. He did his thing on that song on
Racks in the Middle.
He did his thing. But I wasn't like, Roddy Ricch. Like, I'm going looking for his music.
Nah.
I'm going to get lazy.
When he did the song with DJ Mustard, yeah. I put the funnies on.
Oh, boy.
I said, this nigga's a hook, man.
Oh, boy.
He killed it.
But when I listened to this nigga album, I said, damn, even more credit to this nigga Nipsey because he had the foresight.
I saw a video of this young nigga playing the piano.
I was going to put that out there. That's how I first heard about Roddy Ricch off of the song, I Don't Want to Die Young.
Yes.
That was the first song. I heard that this year, and I was like, I didn't dive in on that one.
Still 10 throws down in my Balenciaga. That's just
bro, listen. When he dropped that, I was like, yeah, he got it, dog. I don't care what nobody say. But it was a few songs before that, but that one let me know.
But to piggyback off of what you was about to say, plus, when I saw that nigga performing on a piano.
Mm. Singing this and playing acoustic. The piano. No, he's a different guy.
Remember, he did the orchestra first, and then the next day he went on the piano.
He's a different guy.
All right, Roddy, you have my attention.
You didn't see the orchestra shit?
Mm-mm.
I'm going to say this.
The day before he went on the orchestra, the next day, the nigga video surfaced of this nigga playing on a fucking piano.
Yeah, that's
after skinning the shit with the orchestra.
Because I've
Aubrey, your days are numbered, sir. Hmm.
Because I've slandered him on the podcast before, I must say, Tory fucking New Hairline Lanes has grown on me.
Yeah.
I thought you was already. You I was already. You already.
I fucking hated this brand of music.
Really?
Oh, I thought. I think remixing is lazy. It's very. Okay. It's a lazy okay. man's.
I don't give a fuck about Jacquees, but I always liked Tory Lanez because Tory Lanez just brought a new dimension to this shit.
I'll give you not that really. On his first project, his first album. It was who? Nothing but remixes.
Who? Tory?
Tory.
Most, yeah. But like
nothing but
the
remixes.
Chick's Tape.
The one. The notable projects are nothing but remixes.
No, no, I think his first debut album. His first debut album.
But like,
there's a lot of remixes.
His album this year, like, less remixes made me respect him more. He just makes good music.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The remixes he do because they're a bop. But like, when they felt like a crutch, I really didn't fuck with
it. And don't get me wrong, his last album was repetitive in terms of like the type of music it was because like DJing that party, I could mix every last track of that song into the next one. Like, perfectly.
Like, he had two Chris Brown songs on the album, both impeccable. Talking to My Ex.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is, that's the whole, if you go back to the Chicks tapes, that's what that was built off of, was the remaking of the song.
And it's just,
and he kind of got better with it, like, as far as, like, instead of actually remixing the song like that, like, he just did a version of the song, like, version of
like,
it.
Like, this Chicks tape, I can't tell if the songs are great or if I love the original song so much that I'm just happy to hear them again.
It's both. Yeah. It's both.
And he was playing off of that.
No, it's both.
Yeah, because he was working with a lot of the artists, so like, too. Yeah.
If you're gonna play me fucking I'm Sprung,
it's both.
You have my attention.
That's and it. Then you put it's T-Pain on it.
You put T-Pain. Yeah, of course, sir. You have my attention, sir.
You have me, sir.
You can't do that and not put T-Pain on it.
Your only job here is not to fuck it up.
Yep.
Because I'm Sprung and T-Pain has worked before. You're the only new thing here.
Mm-hmm. No, he's doing it. He's doing the same shit he did this year that he's always been doing. It's just that on Chicks Tape 1, he was doing the T-Pain shit, but just didn't have the clout to be able to get T-Pain on it.
No, he's using his clout properly.
Now he's able to do it.
He's properly.
He's always been doing this shit, but niggas wasn't paying attention to the nigga.
Niggas called.
Always been wrong.
Niggas
remember when he did the Drake song? Oh my God.
Like,
no man can satisfy her.
That's easy though. Once Drake has already set the blueprint,
to do what he did
is easy, bro.
What he did, I counter that by saying this.
Easier.
Well, I counter by saying Drake released that song, and when Drake released the song, Rihanna was on that. Am I right? Was he? I don't know.
No, it was Controller.
Controller. She's not on Controller.
No, she's not on Controller.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking about work. I'm sorry.
It's him and Popcorn on Controller.
So he's on Controller, but. It's Drake. That's the height of Drake. That's Drake at its best, right? I prefer the Tory Lanez version. A lot of people prefer the Tory.
He brought a vibe to that track.
And can somebody
that
else,
Drake could not replicate?
Can somebody else who's not? I'm a Drake hater, so it means nothing coming from me. But anybody who's heard the song, am I wrong by saying that?
No, Tory shit wrong. Felt more authentic.
God damn, bro. He's killed that shit.
But we know why. We're not going to go there.
Did anybody watch that long-ass Drake interview?
Oh, fuck.
I didn't watch the whole thing.
I don't watch the whole thing.
I'm still getting through it.
He made some valid points. Like, there's some shit that he was said in the interview that I was like, yeah, I'm fucking with what he's saying. But, okay. I fucking hate bringing up Michael Jackson. I really do. But I have to in this instance. And this is why. So, I was telling my brother and Jeff. Reggie and Jeff. They're diehard Drake fans. And Reggie loves Michael Jackson just as much as I do. But I was telling them, like, when you watch the interview, if you go on YouTube and you watch the Michael Jackson interview with Diane Sawyer, when he's talking about the child allegations, whatever, there is there's a video on YouTube with three body language professionals. Who that's their career, where they study body language. They're telling you they can pick and point where Michael Jackson is lying based off his body language and what he's doing, what he's looking at, how he's looking, how he's answering the question. They're telling you this is a rehearsed answer. He's guessing. He's not too much telling the truth. He's unsure. He's lying. He's being completely truthful in this particular instance, right? So there was a particular point in the interview when Dinosaur asked him about the child allegations. He looked directly in her eyes and answered her. She said, whatever he's telling her, he feels this, and this is telling the truth. There was some interview she asked, oh, did you pay this to do this? Did you get plastic surgery? He was like, looked up, no. He's lying. He had plastic surgery. So I took what I learned from those videos watching that because all my life I had to defend Michael Jackson. So I told Reggie, listen, look at what Drake is saying and look at his body language. There's a lot of points in the interview where he's doing what they took from the Michael Jackson interview, when Michael Jackson was looking up or looking around, like look, not making eye contact, or like looking to the side, where he's either thinking about his answer, it was a pre-rehearsed answer, or he's lying about his answer. And he did a lot of that in that interview. And if you think I'm lying, YouTube this shit. You may not have to believe it, but I feel like we're never good. Like when you get to the point where you're Drake, Michael Jackson, Beyonce,
you
Madonna,
have to lie those. Yeah.
You're never, yeah, ever, ever gonna get the truth.
Why
you can't take what they're gonna say to you at face value.
He's trying to maintain like a mystique.
So my thing was like people were like, who've been arguing with me about Michael Jackson all these years are taking Drake's side with this interview. I'm like, you can't say what I'm saying that I'm defending Michael Jackson. You're saying what he's saying is a lie. But you take everything that he's saying at face value. No, you cannot.
Now, he said a lot of bullshit.
A lot of
There was
bullshit.
A lot of it. And when I was going in on that nigga on Twitter,
a lot of
like
bullshit.
A lot of people weren't able to like combat me with like hardcore truth.
Just feel
to the contrary of what I was saying. They couldn't do it. Like there was one point where he was legit lying about taking drugs, and I created a video
of him smoking weed.
Of him smoking weed. The nigga's a liar, dog. He's a clout chaser. He's a liar. And at this point, I understand you have to protect your brand or whatever. But let's say you actually told the truth about everything that he was asked about. What's the harm? It's not hurting you, Drake.
It will never hurt you.
Why you gotta lie to us?
But the thing about it is, he has to keep a persona of
we don't fucking care.
We really don't.
And then, yeah, but when he said, I don't do drugs, I don't think he meant weed, bro.
I mean, but either way.
I don't believe that shit neither.
The masses that fuck out of here. Drug. So that lets me know, bro.
The majority of the world sees it as a drug.
Drake is not a dummy. Come on. He knows, everybody knows. Even weed smokers, we know that if you smoke weed, people still consider that a drug. So if niggas actually do drugs, then most weed smokers say, yeah, nigga, I smoke weed.
No, most weed smokers will go, no, I don't do drugs, but I smoke weed.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
Don't sit there and act like you don't smoke weed,
because that's how you feel. But you know that most people outside of yourself view weed as a drug.
Because
Drake is a pop star.
When he said, I don't do drugs, I think he's talking about cocaine and all that other shit.
Yeah, of course.
And even if he does some drugs, it doesn't look like he's doing it to the point where it's fucking shit up.
Drake, no, that's bullshit. Because y'all niggas tweet, I'm doing drugs. You're talking about weed. Y'all don't smoke coke.
I do that shit.
I do it because Plus do it.
I think it's hilarious. I do it because I think it's hilarious.
I don't give a fuck what nobody say.
It is.
You guys smoke more than Drake. I don't give a fuck what nobody.
You are out of your mind.
You got me fucked up.
You out of your mind.
He's crazy as fuck. He smokes better weed than the wretch you guys try to give me. Yeah. But he fucking smokes.
If
you guys smoke more than that nigga.
Don't be disrespectful.
If you
very fuck y'all. Yeah.
If you think,
I smoked you out, bitch. Don't talk to me.
What?
If you think I smoke now, imagine if I had a mansion of Canadian bitches around me. You've not. Oh, come on, man. I can't compare it to what Aubrey's doing.
Like a chimney, dog.
Yeah, because we don't know. We don't know. But all I'm saying is
all we know
is
he's a bitch. But aside from that, is what
he was named Artist of the Decade.
Why?
Come on, don't be crazy.
I'm glad we're talking about this. I posted this on Twitter.
Isn't this his decade?
As far as the decade, his decade is concerned, he has definitely.
If we're talking about a true artist, the meaning of artist, he's not the true
race.
Artist. He's the biggest. Like he made the most.
Whose
hits in the
decade has it been?
Kanye West.
He finished the race. Kanye didn't finish the race.
Kanye fizzled out halfway through the decade.
He just started to get back a little buzz with this
about
new shit.
Music? Or are we talking about being an artist? There's two different things.
I don't want to do this shit.
They're talking about music.
Okay, then give it to Drake. But if we're talking about artists, Kanye.
But that
he has
when
the biggest,
they say artists,
Kanye has
they
the
talking
best
about music.
Album of the decade, probably top three albums of the decade. Drake has maybe one, and
but
that's
he didn't finish the race.
He didn't finish the race.
Drake got in the race.
Every nigga is wearing Yeezys.
And he's finishing the race.
All right.
Think about it.
Drake is the artist of the decade. I'm gonna let y'all niggas know now.
Okay, let me ask you this.
And I stopped fucking with Kanye.
I don't like him, but technically,
how many niggas have really ran the 10-year race? Drake, Jay-Z, who else?
Kanye West.
Jay-Z's been on
from
a run.
2003 when Kanye West dropped
Jay-Z
in 2013. That's a 10-year run of excellence. Come on. Please.
Jay-Z would have been the artist of the decade from 2000 to 2003.
Kanye West.
I'm not disrespecting
Kanye West.
These past three, four
decade,
albums,
bro.
They're lit.
You said who has run a decade. Kanye West has run a decade.
But
he just gave us those last few. Like there was a gap where there was no
Kanye. What album are you talking
about?
Because these
albums
have not been good. This last one he's talking to you. You're talking about what last albums?
The albums Kanye just put out. Like
you mean the Grammy nominated album that he produced for Tiana Taylor and for fucking Pusha T?
I'm not talking about production. I'm talking about his music.
That's being an artist.
He's reaching. You see that? You see that? When you talk about his music, now he produced something for somebody else.
If you guys are going to talk about strictly him being an artist as far as performing music, fine. Google give it to Drake.
I don't want to talk to you.
So why bring it up
anymore? Because you're an asshole.
No, let me be honest. You asked me for my opinion. Where niggas would opinion? I'm giving
it's
you my,
a stupid
my
one.
It's no, it's not a stupid opinion.
It's a stupid opinion.
You're gonna go with that. You're gonna go with the. You're gonna go with the obvious answer because Drake is on the radio about. More than everybody. He automatically has to be that answer. That's crazy.
Okay. All right. One can argue that everything after My Dark Twisted Fantasy is shit.
How? He came with the best compilation hip-hop album ever.
Yeezus? How you feel about Yeezus?
I don't fuck with Yeezus like that. But plenty of people
How
do
you feel about The Life of Pablo?
It's a good album.
Life of Pablo was good.
Anybody that say Life of Pablo don't slap you in
hand. It has four.
What about the album he came out with Jay-Z?
Well, it got four songs.
Watch the Throne.
Otis.
Fucking Yay is yuck.
No, it's not.
Jesus is King is yuck.
I don't. You know what
Jesus
I mean?
Is King Part listen. 2 is I yuck. I still listen to Ye.
That just came out yesterday. But, I mean, on top of that, you also have to consider the songs that he's producing, dog. Like, this nigga's producing so many songs the last 10 years. Hits.
You're not fucking with Drizzy, bro.
I don't even like Drake, dog. I'm
but
just
when
saying.
It comes, but when it comes to artistry, are you guys strictly talking music? Because we're talking about it being an artist.
I'm talking about a
when
nigga
it comes
that
to fashion,
in.
When it comes to niggas that's wearing these shoes, that nigga's the true difference. Music videos, he is the artist of the decade. But if you're talking about straight, who put out the most hits in the last 10 years? Drake. That's not without a question.
Okay, so well, essentially what Ricky is saying is when you're talking about things that matter, Drake is the one who wins. Yeah? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm talking about. That's not just being an artist.
That's what I heard you
say. That's not being an artist. That's not just being
when
an artist.
When you talk about what the fuck that's matters.
If you're a well-manufactured machine who has the best team and best riders, it's easy to do that. Beyonce did for the last 10 years.
Kanye is a fucking loon.
Okay.
Who can't give a shit to
Beethoven was
that's
a fucking
a better
loon.
Argument than Kanye West. Beyonce is a much better argument than Kanye West. Why they couldn't give it to
yes,
a female?
Yes, she is.
And you didn't even think about her because you're so stuck on Drake.
But, I think
it's Drake. Drake over her.
We're all thinking male.
No, I thought about her. I still think it's Drake. But she's the better argument.
Nah, if it's between her and Kanye West, I go Beyonce.
Are better artists than Drake. Drake had the most top 10 hits this decade. If that's what you guys view as artists, by all means, he wins. I'm with you. When we talk about being a fucking artist, he's not a better artist than Beyonce and Kanye West, and it's not even close in my opinion. What the fuck are y'all niggas talking about? Artist? You know what a fucking artist is?
Because
he's mastered three different genres of being an artist.
There's probably some musically,
he's mastered it.
There's probably some musically brilliant nigga in Wisconsin who nobody knows. Maybe he's the real artist of the decade, and nobody knows. You talk about art? Real art?
Use
that nigga in Wisconsin? He's the guy.
Use whatever you have to use.
If we're talking about shit that we can quantify,
my shit you can quantify.
No, you can't.
Niggas all over the world not a fucking wearing Yeezys?
Because no.
Niggas all over the fucking world. Who's putting out better?
Okay. Artist of the decade. He was talking to me about shoes. Can we change the subject before I fight?
Go ahead.
Please.
Because please. You only want to fight when I'm making a point. That's art.
I fucking hate it.
That's art. I agree with you. You said Drake. I agree with you. But I said if you want to take the totality of being an artist, he loses. You lose, Aubrey.
Oh, my God.
Period. I don't give a fuck how much plus sucks your
Christ.
Fucking light-skinned dick.
Okay.
Shout out to Meat Mill and the Chasers.
Speaking of sucking light-skinned dick. I'm going to be classy this new year. Okay? I'm a new man in 2020.
No,
my vision in 2020, baby.
It's clear.
You saw it.
Plus, it's nearsighted and far sighted.
I'm a clear... classy motherfucker. I guess this question is only for Ricky, but I'm curious. When you buy your daughter toys, dolls, does the color matter? Does she have white dolls? I know she does. But
she does.
How many white dolls?
I don't know how many. They have so many.
More white dolls than black dolls?
Yeah. Because there's more white dolls than there are white dolls. There's more white dolls than there are black dolls. I let them choose what they want. There's some Moanas in there. They have a lot of Elsa and Anna from Frozen. They have Barbies. They have some black dolls.
So none of their dolls have afros?
I've never seen one with an afro.
Shame on you, right here.
I've never seen one. I mean, I personally take them to Target where it's free. Or, I mean, not free, but it's damn near close to free. It's like cheap as fuck. I get a doll for $9.99. Mm-hmm. And if they want anything more than I say, Maya is who you want to talk to. I'll be the bad dad today. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, they have Black. They have fucking Dora, the little Mexican. They got, you know, they have all some shit. But their grandma, Maya's mom, makes dolls. And she makes them dolls that look like them.
I'm curious because
she sells a lot of dolls on Etsy.
So. That's peculiar. Does she also make voodoo dolls?
You can very well much. Like
I mean, it just come on. You don't just make dolls without making a voodoo doll.
That's what they look like. You know, they're in that material like that. That cotton. That is not like a hard doll. It's like one of those soft cotton.
Don't you?
The hair. The hair is like the yarn. So it looks just like them. Like she makes dolls that look just like them. That's what she gives them for Christmas for their birthday. Their doll.
Nigga, so really, for all we know, you probably don't even love Maya. There's just a Ricky doll making you do this.
I mean, whatever it is, working. And I'm thankful for it because, man, does she cut a check? Fuck, man.
Listen, if anybody's ever planning or plotting and taking me away from Maya, you better come with that money, bitch.
I need the highest bidder. Because let me tell you,
this motherfucker,
you got to outbid Maya for this dick.
Woo!
And it ain't worth it.
You better make sure the stimulus guys, package okay. You on first.
I'm having podcast auditions. We have to get Ricky the fuck out of here. Okay? Okay, please send in your submission tapes if you want to take Ricky's job because we've had enough. I'm done. I want a new guy here. I'm sick of his shit.
Can't nobody but menu lie like sick. Me. You'll never be able to menu lie like me, so fuck you.
What? You think that's that his menu lie is keeping him here?
That's what has him grounded.
That's his contribution here.
That's his anchor.
Menu lie is his contribution to this entire establishment. You son of a bitch.
This ain't going through American, nigga.
You son of a bitch. Oh, God. Guys,
oh.
Yeah, because yeah,
he has a son.
Like I don't know, because I don't think I've ever bought like my son, like all the action figures that he has are like superheroes and shit.
Yeah,
so they're white by default.
By default, yeah. So the popular dolls are all white.
I'm not gonna give him the fucking who's a Green Lantern action figure.
Do they even have that?
a fucking cyborg action figure.
I don't really buy my son action figures. Like he's fell in my youngest son fell in love with Buzz Lightyear.
Come on. You're like, I don't want a black Buzz Lightyear. That's just that's doing too much.
I mean, you could want it, but where are you going to find it? That's what I'm saying. You can want it all you want.
What's fucking that going to look like?
Like, so Brother Hussar can't buy no action. They're all crackers.
Buzz Lightyear, he's going to look drunk because he's Buzz because he's been drinking 40s.
40 ounces eating chicken.
Fucking Bro Lightyear. Bro Lightyear.
Brother Lightyear.
Brother Lightyear. Brother Lightyear.
Brother, no, it's Brother Light here. Brother, Brother Light here.
You gonna press the button. He gonna be saying all kind of woke shit. Brother Light here. You can see the light here. Like, I don't want that shit.
I don't want that. Brother. Listen, nigga, you can't fly.
Guys,
Brother Light the blunt.
Have you guys been seeing the Hotep memes?
Bro,
yes. Listen. Shout out to my nigga Steph is dope. He's making them shits. Follow him.
Hold on. Who's the nigga on that? I'm sorry. I don't know. Who's the nigga on NWO going crazy in the last couple days?
It's not me.
Who is? That's Ben.
Ben. You hear that laugh?
Ben, that one you posed about the
don't let the pussy eat you.
That was hilarious.
Oh, eat the pussy. Don't let the
nigga
let
that was the nigga from Sister Act, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was cackling. At work, bro.
That's what's fun. I never know who's posting.
I never know
this fucking page.
Oh Jesus!
Then the one about the wig, dog. No, listen,
you don't.
That was it for me.
That's mine. Oh, I'll take credit for that one. You know that's mine.
That shit. No, listen.
That shit
floored me in a way, bro. That Twitter has floored me in a while, dog.
It hit home for me.
Oh, and they'll assume that it's me. I'm like. Real shit, isn't it? Because every time the NWO podcast posts something, and then I repost it, I get at least 6 mentions that it's the Spider-Man meme, where it's the Spider-Man pointing at Spider-Man, saying it's me talking to myself. No, it's not me, dog. When I post my NWO, I don't retweet it, because I know it's me. Y'all niggas are funny, dog.
All right, so let me ask y'all boys a real question here. When you guys are off, on the same day as your girl is. Do you love it or do you fucking hate it? Come on, guys. Please.
Yeah, I go first.
Okay. Yeah, go first. Okay. I just want to know who fucking hates it. I need, come on, because there's no way.
Because I love it. I don't. So, what is there not to love, bro? You get to go home and, like, you know what I'm saying? Be at home. Vibe.
Oh, give me a fucking break. All that right, shit so. Sucks dick. Okay. Fuck that. Fuck that, baby. I live with you.
Okay, Chris. But are you really off when she's off?
Bro, I'm never at home. So it's like, if I get a day off, I'm just so happy to be there that it's like, yo, and she's there at the same time too? Oh, man. I love it.
That's disgusting.
Whatever it takes to save your marriage, bro.
Anyways.
My marriage don't need saving. Fuck.
I mean, whatever. Well, you're right. No, he's right. He's right. Your marriage.
Fuck, nigga.
No, he's right. I'm bad. Poor choice of words. You know
extremely
what I'm saying?
Poor choice
and
of
when I get married, I'm going to be talking just like Chris. Yeah, man, everything's it's great. I can't wait. I love when my wife's home. Listen, guys, let me tell you something. All right?
Speaking of which, turn the fire up. Is this year the year, finally?
Huh?
Are we doing it this year?
The live show?
Huh?
The live show?
Yeah, the live show.
Yeah,
son of a bitch. Do you love being off when Maya's off?
Tell the truth, man.
It depends. I do.
No. Listen,
he's buying a bag of chips when he's home alone.
Oh, please. There's days when I'm like, go to
if
work.
If those fucking body language specialists can see you now.
I'm looking straight at you. I'm cockeyed looking at you niggas.
They can see you now. You shifty son of a bitch.
They call me Aubrey.
See you now.
You niggas buy bullshit, so let me be Aubrey for a second.
Man, I fucking adore when Maya's off of me.
Get the fuck out of here.
No, but listen, it's like there's time where you want to be fucking alone, bro. Like, in any certain like circumstance, like, I live with you. That's my moment to be alone and be by myself. If that day happens to be where I'm off from work and you can go to work, go to work.
Get the fuck out of here.
Go to work. Let me play my 2K. Let me scratch my balls. Let me not clean up a fucking thing without having to worry about you talking in my fucking ear. Let me do my fucking thing. Right? Let me just be a man today. The kids are at school. I want to be fucking alone.
Facts.
There's nothing, absolutely nothing.
I'm not saying there's not a bright side to her not being there when you're there. Because this entire time that I've been staying home, I've actually watched everything on Netflix.
Beautiful.
So
see, but then there's those times where I can be with like where you're like, damn, I wish you was here because. There's just certain things. The day flows a little smoother when they're around.
There's
because
only 10 That's fucking why. Things to watch on Netflix.
Because they make food and they clean. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
And I might have to watch porn that day. Once
that
work.
So
Ben, do you love it or hate it?
Am I allowed to give a two-pronged answer? Because I like it only because, I mean, it's an opportunity to, you know, make an emotional deposit. You know, spend some quality time with your woman.
Emotional
but
deposit.
I hate it.
Like that.
I hate it only because, like, they take that opportunity every now and again when you guys are both at home to be like, hey, babe, let's go have lunch on the beach. Like, fuck, man, I don't have that in my budget for this week.
Let me tell you, I was going to say,
I say
that
no.
There's something about a man sitting down doing nothing that bothers a woman's spirit.
Oh,
and they have to find something for you to do. Take out the trash. Lift this.
That's the reason
go do
why
that.
I'm okay with you just going to work.
Go do that. Let's go here. I was going to go here, but now that you're here doing nothing, come on. Let's do this shit. Like, why does me sitting
or
disturb you so?
When she turns to you and be like, so you want to come?
No.
No.
If Maya says to me, let's go on to the beach and do this. No.
No.
I say no.
Give me 72 home. More hours,
I'm
man.
Off today.
I anticipate.
I'm playing 2K today, so no. Absolutely, this is what you thought your day off was going to be like: doing it, frolicking on the beach, eating burgers. No.
What are y'all boys doing tonight? Like fucking New Year's Eve shit.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's still. It's
I ain't
still
gonna
up
lie.
In
I think
air,
I'm staying
honest.
Home tonight, man.
I'm gonna pull up on my dog. Actually, I do know. I'm gonna pull up on my dog Silk. This will be my third year in a row where I pull up on Silk. So I'm going to pull up on Silk.
To do what?
He usually has a little house vibe. And
That's right. That's right.
We bring up. We bring in a new year. He always invites y'all boys to come through. You know what I'm saying? Ben's been with us the last 2 years.
Yeah.
It was tragic.
But
last
where time. Is that though?
I'm probably gonna.
That's gonna be. Oh, Uber. I was about to say it can't be down here.
No, you're that. But I'm probably gonna get dragooned into something.
Dragooned
into something that my lady wants to do.
Yeah, I mean, if any of y'all niggas is not doing shit, and you want to pull up with me? I'm driving, so y'all boys can feel free, pull up.
You know me.
Food, drinks, all that shit.
I'm on
vibes by basis provided.
Ooh.
I'm looking for Jumu and Chocolat only, so, nigga. I'm going to church.
You want me to add you to the list?
What? Put me on your list.
Okay.
I'm my pulling girl, up she, everywhere.
My old girl, she love passing it out.
I'll be there New Year's Day to get it for you.
The thing is getting different Jumus with different swags. Yeah. Mm.
That's
really
pull
special.
Up on my mom.
So it's
pull
okay up on if I do a vegan one, right?
Bust in. I mean, and matter of fact, like a lot of people make the vegetarian ones too, but not quite vegan. I don't know, but you know, but a lot of them,
I've seen a lot of vegetarian ones over the years. It's like it's being more prominent,
and it's good because it's still like
it's still the soup. Is, just no
there
meat.
Are so many ingredients in that shit. Yeah. You can almost forget that there is.
I think AP's old girl makes that version for Jeff.
Yeah,
I think
I'm pretty sure.
If I'm not mistaken,
that's why his neck is so thick.
Yeah.
Nah, but I'm serious, bro. I add you to the list, to the drop off list. Because last year I dropped some off to AP at his job because he works on New Year's Day.
Drop some to my crib.
I dropped some off to your crib. I add you to the list, bro.
Nigga, I will pull up the Broward, nigga. I'm about that. Last week, I believe we fucking missed this or that because we were on drugs and alcohol. And you guys called us out for it. We sincerely apologize.
Yeah, ain't like that shit.
So we are motherfucking back with a this a motherfucking that.
He's so excited.
Yeah, you know. Because you want to give the people what they ask for.
Giggity.
Giggity, giggity. Giggity, go. So, Ben, please.
Listen to this track.
That music. Right.
Hey, nigga.
Hey.
Nigga. Nigga.
Hey.
Nigga.
Hey.
Nigga.
Hey.
Nigga.
Hey.
Nigga.
Hey.
Nigga.
This.
This.
That.
That.
Craig.
Craig.
Crab.
Crab.
Ben.
Ben.
That.
Ben.
Greg.
Greg.
Crab.
Crab.
Sid. Rap. Ben. Wow. Is that. Real rap, cut me. All right. If a woman has 6 kids with 6 different men,
sheesh,
which father is the stupidest?
Let me read that shit one more time.
One more game.
If a woman has 6 kids with 6 different niggas. Mind you, this question is inspired by somebody who knows somebody. That's crazy. It's insane. 6x6. Which father's the stupidest?
6x6.
I'm gonna say
the 6 nigga, man.
You said number 6 is the dummy?
I say number 4.
Wait. Why number 4?
Because all right. The 6 nigga is thinking, man, 6 niggas had that. 5 niggas had that pussy. That pussy's amazing. I got to try my bid. The 4th nigga, you're like, come on. There's 3 children ahead of me, 3 baby daddies. So I'm having to deal with 3 relationships that happened. God only knows what that relationship was like. 3 different kids that are not my own. Not to mention if I have any kids of my own. Like, you are being reckless, inconsiderate, and just stupid. Like, you knew what was going to happen to you next.
You probably thought it was going to happen to
him. Yeah. I mean,
but she you done. Can't
think that when there's a fucking NBA team there waiting for you. You have a point guard, a small forward, and a shooting guard there. Like,
hey.
That pussy is a Venus flytrap.
All it is.
Number 6 is. Might be LeVar Ball. Like,
listen.
Throw all them niggas in the sport.
Well, all I'm saying, though, is I just want to lean back on an old saying. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. So you wait for 3-4 more times to become a fool, and you want to be the 6th? Mm. Come on, dog. You have to notice a trend, bro.
Number 6 is crazy.
That's a lot, dog. So you have to understand to be able to notice a trend, pick up on the trend, and say, okay, you know what? Maybe that's not where I need to be.
Anybody fucking a woman with five kids from five guys.
You're playing Russian roulette.
With no condom.
Five
kids. Okay, because at this five point, kids. You know how fertile this shit is. Look at her resume. Look at her resume.
She's reincarnated from some bitches from the biblical era. She's here to repopulate the earth, dog. Don't get yourself involved.
She is Eve, bro.
She is Eve. She is the daughter of Eve,
She
bro.
Did it by herself.
I'm telling you, bro. Get away. Stay away. That nigga's the dumbest. He's the dumbest. By a long shot, bro.
Chris, who do you think is the dummy?
Man, I got to agree with Ben, bro. Number six. If you really... not. Anywhere after, like, between five and six. Because if she had four kids from four different niggas, and you still went in her raw, that, like, she could still possibly be fucking four other niggas. One. That means, technically, she's probably fucking, like, 16 other people, because them four niggas is probably fucking four bitches.
The J. Cole
probably
rule,
fucking eight niggas. Yes. Like, you know how many people you fucking with?
And then, if you're so stupid enough to become the sixth baby daddy, who's to say you're not stupid enough to try and marry that woman? Now you have to take care of all them motherfuckers. They all fall on your back.
Y'all niggas call me coach. Y'all don't call me dad.
No. That sucks. Call me
unless
Joe.
Unless you're trying to become Joe Jackson in this shit and turn this shit into a band, you're a dummy.
That's the only way out at that point.
You're a dummy.
Make one of those fuckers play guitar. You know what I mean?
That's it. Period.
Ricky, do you consider yourself black or a man first?
You bad question. What the fuck?
Oh, yeah.
Do I consider myself black or a man first?
Yeah.
Oof.
What the fuck? Let me pull a Ben. Come back to me.
Chris.
I've only done that like maybe four times, you
fuck
son of
you.
A bitch.
No,
you son of a bitch.
Every episode.
You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch.
That deep breath.
Get back to me.
That's a sign of a great orator, bitch. Okay, fuck you.
This nigga
right?
said four fuck times, you. Nigga.
Fuck you.
Chris, are you a man first or are you black first?
I mean, I consider myself black first. I would have to say so, yeah. Because, society going to look at me black first anyway.
Mm.
They don't give a fuck whether I'm a man. They don't give a fuck what I identify as.
Mm.
They going to look at me and say, oh, it's a black man. They're not going to say it's a man that's black. So,
that's an interesting take.
Yeah. I guess I would have to go with that because I can see myself as whatever, but what counts is what everybody else see you as.
You think society sees color first, everybody?
Of course.
In America, yes.
I was leaning towards
oh, my
man
white
first.
Homeboy.
I'm kind of leaning toward man too.
Because
when you introduce your white homeboy, you don't say, oh, my dog, and then let him show up white.
I was going to lean on man only because when I act, it's in the position and in the capacity as a man or how I feel like a man should behave.
I was going to say man first only because of, like, in my actual household growing up when I actually felt like I was becoming a man. I have to prove to my parents I was a man first. They know I'm black already. So my whole thing at that point was trying to prove to them that I am a man first. Before I can even prove to the world, I have to prove to my parents and my family that I'm a man that can handle certain things that they thought I wasn't ready for. So I'm already trying to prove to you that I'm a man. And then that kind of led me going forward into having to prove to myself and to others that I am a man. And dealing with being black first, I learned that later on. Like, okay.
But you know what else, too? You see, because I'm light-skinned, bro, I've never really, like, been considered black from the jump a lot of times anyway.
Yeah,
because
I grew up, like, I'm black, so I
niggas
you
can't
know
avoid
I'm black.
That
you know what I'm saying? Like,
but, like, me, I kind of feel like I have to kind of, like, yo, I'm black, bro. You better chill out.
So I felt like having to prove, like, having to deal with the black shit was with people outside of my race. I had to always prove to myself that I was a man with people within my race.
Mm.
You know, my own family. Like, I have to prove to, like, I'm a fucking man. I can handle this shit. I don't need you to do this shit. Like, you just don't have the faith in me to believe that I can handle this, but I can because I'm a man. So I was leaning towards more so on the man side with it.
Yeah, because for me, when I wake up, I brush my teeth as a man. I get the groceries as a man. I throw out the trash
as a man. All my decisions I make as a man.
I make it as a man. Yeah. And that's my leading thought.
Yeah, I pride myself on making most of my decisions as a man. You know what I'm saying? Like, any decision that's important, at least. Like,
the only thing that's making me maybe waver is I'm thinking, if shit was going down, right, and I had to choose between standing on a side with a bunch of men or standing on a side with a bunch of black people.
That changes the question.
No, it does.
But if we had to change that question, it's black all the way. Mm-hmm. Fuck that man shit. I'll fight as a black woman if I have to. if it means fighting black, then I'll be the black baddest motherfucker. I'll be Foxy Brown in that motherfucker.
But that's what I'm saying, though. Like, society don't give a fuck what you identify as. It's about what you look like.
No, but I'm saying, as far, if the question is asking, what do you see first, as far as, like, I was...
It's not what you see. That wasn't the question.
I mean, what are you? Are you a man first or are you black first? It's a question about you.
I'm black. I was black before I was a man. So I'm black first. But I think as far as, like I said, that kind of like little battle was what I'm saying. Like,
I was black before I was a man. It's
yeah.
a bar.
Yeah, I was black. I was always black. I was black before I was a man. But
it's just predetermined almost.
It's predetermined. Like, that decision's already made. So I was born black. That's why I kind of, like, when you were saying, like, as far as, the hue of your skin or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was something that kind of, like, this even went over my head, because, like, I was black. I've always been black. You see me, I'm black. Like, you treat me this way because I'm black. You feel like I'm better than me because I'm black. Like, whatever you feel, whatever inferiority you have within yourself, you saw it because I was black to begin with. You know what I'm saying? So I know that already. For me, it was like, all right, dealing with parents that are from the crib and then view certain things this way and viewing, you know, family that had their own certain view. I had to emancipate myself. And by doing that, I had to prove to you that I'm a fucking man. And to me, that was a huge obstacle, huge hurdle to come over, you know, go over as far as anything else. Like, I know I'm black. I'm a fucking black man. Like, I promise I'm being black. I can tell you. Yeah. I can say to you that I'm fucking white, but I'm in your eyes, I'm fucking black. Because look at me.
That's some real shit, because I never had to prove that I was black.
I'm black.
Because them crackers in elementary school showed me every day that I was black.
I was just used to this shit early.
Every day. They let me know.
I grew up in a white fucking elementary. I knew what the shit was.
Yeah.
Martin Luther King week came around, shit was weird. And I knew as a fucking kid, these motherfuckers are uncomfortable. It's weird.
Because I want to say that we were in school, like, right about the time they started letting niggas stay home for it. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't always a stay-home holiday.
It wasn't. It wasn't always a stay-home holiday. And then when drug-free week came around, they tried to talk to us a little more than they did to other people. Drug-free is the way to be, right, Ricky?
Fuck out of here.
Why are you talking to me, bitch?
What the fuck?
Go talk to Henry next to me.
Side note.
Talk to Jared.
I saw a tweet by Juicy J that said, if I influenced anybody to do drugs, I'm sorry. I responded, I was like, well, what about those you influenced to fuck ratchet pussy, Juicy? Are you going to apologize to us? What about us?
Because that's just destroyed a couple of lives, a few million lives.
For real.
Because we tried to say no to ratchet pussy, but you told us that we didn't have to.
You told us that it was unnecessary.
Did you see what Lil Duval said? He said, nigga, most of them dead. It's too late now.
That's funny as fuck. Okay, guys, you know what time it is. Goddamn DM Diaries.
Goddamn.
That's what you all been waiting for.
If you're just joining us.
If you're a first time listener.
If this is your first episode, welcome. Happy New Year. It's the Potter Show.
Yo, man, don't do that.
Do it.
What do you mean? It's the Potter Show.
I'm strong enough to not giggle at that.
Do it. Let's go.
It's the Potter Show.
Yes.
You feel me?
Thank you. I'm excited.
Well, we read the DM from these pussy-ass fuck niggas. You feel me? They making our female friend uncomfortable. You feel me? And we going to add these fuck niggas. You feel me? We going to add all out. So, Ben, please, whenever you can, play that delightful ditty from Alicia Keys. Hey, pussy ass fuck nigga. You thought because it's 2020 that you was gonna slide. Was sliding filth in your DMs. Nah, nigga. You busted. We Chris Hansen. Fuck boy. Oh, yeah. Hey, oh. You are a weirdo.
You are a weirdo.
Cause you sending pictures of your dick. You can't hide. We gon' tell.
We gon' tell.
Your secrets. Oh, yeah. Your secrets. Now save with us. We gon' tell.
We gon' tell.
Your secrets. You just became a victim of the DM diary. You a bitch bowl.
Bitch bowl.
Bitch bowl. Down with your bitch ass. Who you think you are? Harassing people like that. That's not alright. No, it ain't.
Only we know what you talking about, you bitch ass boy.
Oh,
oh no, what you talking about, you bitch ass
boy. Alright, guys. Now you know me. Tell me when to stop, because I'll read off every one of these hosts. So whenever you feel like we've had enough.
Go.
Okay. First DM. Oh, my God. Hold on. Wait 1 second. All right, this nigga. August 24th. Hi, beautiful. September 25th. Beautiful. Be my WCE. November. Damn. November 3rd.
WCE.
Woman crush every day.
Oh, okay.
These niggas trash. Crazy. November 11th. You are something special. November
17th. Still no response.
No response.
Whew.
November 17th. Oh, my God. Stand I got to get off your page.
Queen.
November 18th. Good morning, beautiful. November 18th. You are
damn,
so pretty.
Bro.
November 20th. Hi. Heart emoji.
Exit stage left, cuz.
December 7th. GM. Tuesday.
Nigga just said GM.
What's up? 6:42 a.m. today.
God damn, cuz.
Good morning. Damn, ho, you ain't all that. Hey, damn, ho, you ain't all that.
Yeah, jump shot, bro.
She says, 10:15. I know that. He sends her a thumbs up. This nigga wrote her for 2 months. Sorry, since August. It's December.
A whole
He's
half a year,
He's been writing her
bro.
Since August.
That's like half the year, dog.
And then today made him say, damn, ho.
I guess he decided he wasn't trying to bring her into 2020.
Nah.
Hey. Fucking idiot.
Either these niggas are just that stupid or they just don't love themselves.
Well, because as I'm looking at these messages, right, I'm wondering, which one did you think was going to work?
The GM.
Which one was the one? Was it GM? Was it damn? Was that the one that was going to make this connection?
Maybe the one on November 20th when he said, you are so pretty. Maybe it's that one. Or November 16th, rather. But
bro.
Needless to say, bro, you don't get a response, dog. Just stop.
Exit
please.
Stage
just
left.
Stop, man.
Embarrassing yourself.
Like, do you not know that we are in the age of transparency? Everybody lives in a glass house almost. You are liable to get exposed, nigga.
You weirdo.
If you are a weirdo, true in nature, at least care for yourself enough to know that you about to get exposed, nigga.
But
stop.
But at what point is he thinking that he's going to get the response? Is what
they're delusional.
I get confused.
They're delusional, which is why I'm hoping that they're hearing my words. Please. Know that you're going to get exposed at some point. Stop.
Niggas, hear my plea.
Stop, please. Bro. Stop. Stop.
Now, I want you to understand, this is centered around a woman who posted a picture of her face. Beautiful woman. Hair tied. Oh, yeah. That's the one. It says, hair tied. None of these fucks bless me when I sneeze. Fuck them all. It says, hair tied.
You sneezed?
Yes, that's what that was, you son of a bitch.
No, it does, I don't have to bless you if you don't let that shit out, all right? I kept it in. If you're going to hold it in, I'm not blessing shit.
I was about to pat your back.
No, I had to keep that bitch in.
It looked like your head was about to pop.
At the hachu.
You got to let that shit out, bro.
She just posted, hair tied, chilling with no makeup on. He says, hey there, how are you? At 2 o'clock, July 31st.
This is a new set?
Yeah, brand new set. In August 7th, he sends a drooling face. Oh shit. August 7th again, he sends, I would love seeing your face sucking this black cock so bad.
Oh. Oh, brother, now.
Got her my jaw. Hold on.
Now, right now, it says this media is hidden, which means he sent a picture of his dick, and it says, suck me so good, babe.
Whoa.
And that's August 13th. And then August 13th, it says, are you sucking me?
Wow.
So what?
So after he says, suck me so good, baby, he wanted confirmation as to whether or not he was. So she was imaginary.
Are you going to suck or what are you not suck? I'm trying to.
Are you sucking me?
Black dude. Oh, no. He's a, my bad, Hispanic dude. Oh, guys, he's one of yours, guys.
pero,
come and get your boy. Okay.
Are you sucking me, mommy?
Pero, come and get your boy.
Pero.
This next guy.
Niggas just
this nigga says, I've been trying to be good this holiday season, but you're not making, but you're not about to have these DMs open asking for dick pics. And he sent a picture of his dick. This queen blocked out the dick with a SMH. The NWO podcast appreciates you.
Very much.
He says, DaBaby ain't the only one out here slinging for the holidays.
Wow.
She says, who asked for dick pics? Tell me where I requested that. She says, I didn't say anything about my DMs being open. Now, please, send me the tweet where I requested to see dick. He goes, look, you're gorgeous. It's dick season. Just sip eggnog and enjoy, my queen.
It's dick season.
That is, it's dick. Guys. I'm not making this up, guys.
Okay. As far as creativity.
It's dick season. That's funny as fuck. So here's I don't know what dick season is, but to say that is funny.
Here's the thing.
To have that be your reason.
All right. So let's dive into this a little bit deeper. Pause. All right. So if we were to allocate a season for it to be dick season, what season would it be?
Christmas.
Tis is the season for the dick.
He might have a little something. He might have
something there.
He's like, there's something.
There's something there. Christmas to New Year's is dick season.
His approach is all the way fucked up, but he's not lying. He's not lying.
No. Her next message says, no, and she uses his real name. I won't. Don't be a creep. Now I tracked you because I work in IT. Now that's not cool. You want me to just take it? And blocking me won't work. I have your info now.
Damn, bro.
Oh, shit.
She sent his telephone number. Kansas City, you need to apologize.
You
and
see?
And then he sends a, well, that escalated quickly gif. And then she says, and you're a parent. You should know better.
Damn,
and then he says,
blood.
I'm sorry, I thought I saw a tweet about joking about dick pics. He says, I don't care what you saw. I didn't request to see dick or your dick and tell me that what you enjoy. And she said, his full name now, that is not okay. And then he goes, ma'am, you are the feds. And then she says, I want an apology. And then she was like, don't make me involve your place of employment. Shit. They wouldn't like knowing how you spend company time. And then he goes, what is your name, miss?
Nah,
and then she goes, you really think I would tell you that? Absolutely not. Apologize, please. He says, I just wanted to personalize the apology.
Nah, too late, nigga.
Got your ass.
Still trying to shoot a shot.
Got your ass. Listen,
I'm sorry. Too late. Meant no harm. It was only jokes. Definitely meant no disrespect.
Mm-mm.
She says, sending your raw dick to a woman isn't a joke.
Sending a raw dick.
Bro.
Oh, the raw
and
dick.
That's why you got to be careful who DMs you dive into, niggas. Y'all can't be y'all, boy. You know,
honey, they make the dick sound so fucking villainous, dog.
Have
you're
I
raw
told y'all
dick.
I watch every episode of Blacklist? Do you know that girl would be an amazing person on the show?
I'm telling you.
She would be.
I said it the last
nigga,
live
she
show.
She tracked the nigga down from Twitter.
I said it the last live show. Every woman is just one step away or some type of formal training away from being a very thriving employee of the FBI. Period. They have that gene in them.
That's crazy, dog.
Okay, we have another email here from fucking weirdo. He says, Santa skipped me this year. I didn't see you. Boo!
What?
Boo!
Where did you read that?
Like, Santa skipped me this year. Sad face, I didn't see you.
No, I'm saying like he must have read that in like some whack ass pickup line
what
book
the
or
fuck
some
is
shit.
That?
Or seen it in a whack Christmas movie. That shit sounds so stupid.
And she didn't even accept the message. It's just there sitting.
Oh my God. That's the type of energy I'm on 2020. Leave that shit in the request box, my nigga.
They can't, bro. It's dick season.
And you know what? Looking at this name, I'm pretty sure that this guy is a Zo. He might be Zo. I think he might be Zo, bro.
Let me look at Mr. Dick Season.
No, the
can that be a title, guys?
Yeah, Mr. Dick Season. It could definitely be a title.
What we could do is put Mr. Dick in the last name Seasons.
I could do that.
Beautiful. All right, we have now reached the Ask a Real Nigga section of this program.
Nigga.
We're doing the last one for the new year. Thank you guys for submitting questions all year, asking these niggas for your opinions, for our opinions, because we're niggas with opinions. So if you don't ask for them, what will we do with all of these opinions? We have so many opinions. Ricky, do you have opinions?
Plenty of them. You don't want to hear them, but I have plenty.
Where do you guys get these opinions off?
At the Vegetarian Delight Juice Bar located at 6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida, 33023. All right, and at this establishment, you can get the very best vegan food in all of South Florida. All right, I actually enjoy the Southern Fried Chicken Sandwich. I enjoy the Jamaican beef patties that you guys have. Plus, loves the fucking vegan chili, right? Ben loves the vegan shrimp. Everyone has their favorite dish. You heard last week, Whiskey ate here. She enjoyed what she had. Pam Bruno came here. She waited. She enjoyed her meal. Please, if you're in the area, pull up to 6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida, 33023. You gotta get the best vegan food in all South Florida. This is where we record our podcast. If you let Chris know that you listen to the podcast, he will bag up your food for you properly, hand you your receipt so you can pay. But please, pull
I'll
up.
Deal with you personally. I'll come to the front of the restaurant.
Chris,
got
do you,
my word on it.
You play the podcast here
all the time. We actually have like a podcast hour every Tuesday.
That's lit. So do the white people, because you have a lot of white people that come here and get
we got a few listeners of that persuasion via them just being in here at the right time.
That's dope.
A lot of people love our raw honesty, as they put it.
So I mean, you can get the full experience. I've come here plenty of times and had to wait in line. Well, not really me, but people have had to wait in line. But if you don't want to wait in line, because there is a line.
Fucking snob.
Call them. I don't play for tickets to go to C+, and I don't pay. I don't wait in line to fucking get food from Chris. That just doesn't happen.
Son of a bitch.
954-241-7402. I will repeat, 954-241-7402. 241-7402. You can also follow them on Instagram at the Light Juice Bar. Please pull up. Get the best vegan food in all South Florida.
Okay.
Soy-free shrimp. Get the soy-free shrimp. You won't be disappointed, I promise.
Trust in Venice.
There's no shrimp in it.
Mm.
Okay.
Nope, no roaches.
No roaches. Ben, please. Can you please play that music now? Hey, hey. As a real nigga.
Slide with your boy, nigga.
As a real nigga.
Nigga.
Ooh, you a real nigga. Ask a real
nigga. Nigga.
Black as fuck, boy.
Nigga.
Like a country.
Nigga.
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 Follow me on Twitter.
Nigga.
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 Nigga. Bitch, you big, I'm bigger.
Nigga.
Follow me on Twitter.
Nigga.
Nigga. Benny got the chips.
Benny is stupid.
You fucking niggas. I fucking hate you fucking niggas. Fucking coons.
Hey,
ungrateful coons.
B.O.B. was crazy,
you don't
crazy,
give a fuck
bro.
About nothing.
That was this year?
That was my favorite part. Was
he
you don't give
crazy.
A fuck about nothing.
Play it again, please.
You fucking niggas. I fucking hate you fucking niggas. Fucking coons. Ungrateful coons. You don't give a fuck about nothing.
He was so mad. He was so mad.
Question. Do you still have the Haitian man from the WhatsApp group?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Can you please run that one time? Please. We're running clips. You know, let's just do the clips of the year. I need to hear that one.
La get mama nou tout. Ban kou la get mama nou encore. Ban la get mama nou matin. La get mama nou aminti. Ban la get mama nou aswe. Nou ba foot tak nan kou la foot sorti. Ban la get mama nou encore.
That's beautiful, bro.
Yeah, when we drop the video, we're going to put the subtitles.
La get mama nou apre midi. Okay, this first Ask Real Niggas comes from RG.Music, my Montreal nigga, Snowzos. It says, do video vixens really make money from their walkthroughs when they go to the club? I mean, is it just because she has a flyer and a big butt? Does it really work? How do other women feel about this? My nigga, I want to tell you that in America here, strippers and Instagram women can make $1,000 to $5,000 for walking through a club. It is possible. Hey, people want to see them. It's
must
remarkable.
Nice.
Especially Ari.
Nice.
But they do it.
The London chick? Ari the... What you said? Ari?
Ari.
Ari the London.
She used to date G Herbo.
Okay. He's the rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know her... What do you think she's making for a walkthrough? Like a bag?
Oh, a bag. A bag.
Like 10-20K.
They just want to see
booty
that
is
ass
demonic.
Shit.
Yeah?
It's demonic. I think she should be jailed. And I say that at least once
fake?
Every week.
Real or fake?
It's real.
Oh, wow.
So they
it's
say
real.
All their asses is quote-unquote real. Fuck out of here.
She should be jailed.
She should be jailed.
That ass is too nice.
I mean, because
that ass shouldn't be in public.
I remember
it shouldn't be in public.
I remember when I was a promoter, we would put like Amber Rose or all these just Buffy the Body, all these chicks on the flyers, but they wouldn't be there. I never thought that's what would bring people to the club. I mean,
sometimes niggas really just want to be in the same club and be like, hey, you know, such and such was in there. I don't know. It's weird to me.
I mean, I get
you know
it.
How we get down, bro. We'll
have
a party right here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just kicking shit.
But within that
party. Oh, my God. Is her butt?
You seeing this for the first time?
That's real?
Wow. Yeah,
so they say.
That's not real.
They wow. say it is.
That's not real.
They already said it is.
That motherfucker
she
moving,
has
ain't
cankles.
It?
That's the only reason why I think it may be.
That motherfucker moving, ain't it? That motherfucker moving, ain't it?
No, it's moving, but it's not real.
She moving that motherfucker, ain't it?
Ooh, right, she probably has
moving that motherfucker. All right,
I mean, let me take it away.
Goodness gracious!
Get your hands out your pants.
I reckon that is. What's her nationality?
I think
who birthed that?
I think Black American.
Wow, that is macaroni and cornbread, huh? Good for you guys.
The
that
yams.
Is a
don't forget
the yams.
Like that's the only reason why I say it's real.
Oh no! Look at those ankles.
Look at the knees and the ankles and the knees.
I can't see. Can I see it?
Yeah. Here you go.
From La Bianca, big God damn. This next question
still not buying it.
Comes from comes from Big Underscore Scalati on the Instagram. What's good, bro? Asked, if you have a cousin from your dad's side and a cousin from your mom's side, and they start to date, are you okay? Does it make you uncomfortable?
A cousin from your mom's side.
And dating a cousin from your dad's side. Your cousins are dating.
But they're not really. They're not cousins.
There's two different people dating, but one's from the mom's side, one's from the dad's side.
They're not cousins, but they're your cousins.
Oh, each one of them are your cousins.
Yes.
But they're not cousins.
Oh, no, I don't give a fuck.
It wouldn't be weird to you?
It would just prove my theory of why I would never fucking... I have shunned the Haitian woman. But, I mean, if it makes you happy, by all means. Yeah, go ahead for it. Go for it.
I somehow feel like that's happened in my family already.
Oh, it's happened. It's happened.
Motherfuckers meet at weddings. It's a real thing.
Like, you said, who cousin you is? Man, right. We ain't cousin
that ain't
cousins.
My cousin.
We not cousin cousins.
We ain't cousins like that.
Hey, guys, can we say... We not cousin cousins as a title? Because that I like that one. We not cousin cousins.
I'll add it.
Let's put that in
there. I'll add it. We not cousins cousins.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it really is. Just going to let you guys know off rip, it's not getting my vote.
We not cousin cousins. It has my vote. I don't give a fuck. I think it's weird, but I don't think they're like... They should be jailed for it.
I think it's just fucked up. Like, because when they don't work out, that shit kind of fuck up the vibes. Because now this cousin can't come around because this cousin here.
Now you got to pick us out of the family to invite.
That shit kind of fuck up the vibes, man.
Go ahead, man.
No, I was just going to say, I may turn an eyebrow up to it, but... I mean, I'm not going to sit up there and tell them, no, you shouldn't be doing this. This is wrong.
Turn up an eyebrow.
I mean, like, look at it sideways. Like, dude, what the fuck? I remember in the church that I grew up with, I mean, this may be speculation and rumors, but I mean, there was a couple. There was a married couple who were legit cousins in the congregation. And I mean,
shameless.
I mean, they were good people. They were good people. But I mean, that's not for me. It's weird to me, but I'm not going to stop it.
Damn, cuz.
Middle America has been thriving off of that for centuries.
Centuries.
He also asked, I don't know if this is a great way to start the new year, but he also asked, if the race war started today, who are you getting first?
Who are you killing first?
Who are you? Well, let me ask a specific question. I don't want to paraphrase. It says here, if the race war starts today, who y'all getting first?
I don't know what that means.
Like in terms of like recruitment?
Because when I say I'm going to get you.
Ah, it could be recruitment. I was thinking violence.
That's what I'm saying. That's what my head is at.
Because, I mean, my nigga Rand, Dr. Truth 24/7, he been training for the last fucking 3 years.
I don't know what he's
he's strength training for.
To be the number one draft pick.
but he looks ready for the race.
He looks ready for it.
He's prepared.
He looks ready for it. So if I'm recruiting, he'll be first.
The race war, I'm assuming, would be blacks versus whites.
The day where they say that they've had enough of our shit.
Well, what does it mean by who y'all getting first?
What's that? I don't know. At this point, we're just speculating.
Let's talk recruits.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go full spectrum.
I mean, y'all can go ahead and go get Rand. That's a great choice. I'm getting Brother Hassan.
He just posted a video with his armor, how he has his knife, his guns, how he loaded. That's the first nigga I want on my front lines. Give me that nigga. That nigga don't fuck with them crackers. And he's ready to blow a nigga head off. And he's prepared to blow a nigga's head off. So y'all can get Rand karate ass. Give me the nigga with the fucking artillery. I got a vendetta against the crackers.
I ran into that nigga at LA Fitness. He told me to do 100 mountain climbers. I was like, bro, I'm just here to play basketball, man. I'm not here for all this, bro. I just want to shoot a couple shots.
I'll just never forget Rand asking me a question about one of my niggas. You need to be ready for the revolution, bro. One of my niggas. He hit me with the side mouth. You fuck with that nigga? And I don't know why that's so profound to me, but he meant that shit. Like, I questioned, like, damn, should I be fucking with that nigga? Because you literally feel like I shouldn't be fucking with him.
Especially when a nigga do it. You fucking with that nigga?
Nigga Red is funny, dog. We gotta get him back on this podcast, dog.
Gee, shit.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean.
So sorry.
Give me Brother Hassan.
I drank all the chase. I was so thirsty. I'm so sorry.
It's right there.
Nah, that fuck, go gadget arms. What the fuck you mean? It's right there.
I look like Mr. Fantastic to you. What's wrong with you?
You look like a nigga that wants to enjoy a nice drink.
Nigga, that is the show. Do we have any final thoughts? I believe that is all.
Nigga, that is the show.
Oh, shit.
Do we have any final theses for the new Yeezys, my Yeezys?
What's niggas' New Year's resolutions?
Man, I'm still working on my own ones, man. Fuck that shit. This year happened so fast. I ain't even, man, fuck that shit.
Whew. You say you carrying over the resolution.
The fuck? That shit over? That's crazy.
It's funny as fuck. My final thoughts are just please, whatever you do, if you were thirsty as fuck in 2019, drop that shit for 2020. This shit is trash as fuck. We appreciate the segment, but God damn, niggas, stop that shit. Please. That's my final thoughts.
Christopher, final thoughts.
My final thoughts for this episode will be to look out for all the amazing things we got coming, man. We got a lot of new merch in the lineup. We got a lot of events planned. Yeah, it's going to be a lit year, man. I just thank you guys for rocking with us this long. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, it's been an amazing ride with you three fellas. Look forward to another year of debauchery and nonsense. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's lit, man. Thank you guys for rocking with us this long. Thank you for putting everybody on that you put on this year. We need a nigga Navy to work twice as hard as you worked last year. This year, because, you know, like I say, real niggas like to do real things. Mm-hmm. And with your help, we can get those real things done.
Biddy, any final thoughts this week?
Yes, kind of to piggyback off of what Chris said, please tell a friend to tell a friend about the podcast. We fuck with each and every one of you. We love you guys dearly. You guys are part of the Nigga Navy, and when we say the Nigga Navy, we don't take that lightly. It's not just a catchphrase that we just want to make popular and to make, trending on social media outlets. We literally mean that this is a Navy of niggas who have opinions and who listen to the podcast. Welcome people into that community, because if you follow our social media outlets, you see that we speak back, we talk back. This is a community of people. This isn't just you guys just listening to us. We speak back. So please, please follow the podcast, follow the movement, follow what we have coming up. And thank you again. And cheers to a prosperous and very positive 2020.
Here, here, niggas. Here, here. My final thoughts are wash your bra. You've been wearing it too long. Ben, what is the song of the week?
It's a personal selection by myself. It's a song by the Migos called Made Men.
Thank you for listening to the NBA podcast all year long. We appreciate you.
Mama!
Hello, world. Hi. I would like to welcome you to the Migos show. You know? It's a day of life. My life. All my niggas made for it, made. All my niggas made for it, made, man. Don't ask about them whips and them houses and jewelry, cause all that shit just paid for. Cash, all my niggas made for it. One more time. All my niggas made for it, made. Don't ask about them whips and them houses and jewelry, cause all that shit be paid for. Cash, all my niggas made for it, all along. All my niggas made for it. Everyone, not Toby, but we slave for it. Not Toby, no Kunta Kinte, but we slave for it. No Kunta Kinte, I waited some days for it. Days. Secure the bag, my nigga, they sprayed for it. It's a panacea egg, think I got a taste for it. She bad, but I already smashed, so she get ignored. These bitches open heart, they quit the open doors. On my G5, I can soar, I like to explore. Having trouble pick an outfit that I haven't wore. Having everything in store, ain't got plenty more. Plenty. All my niggas made for it, made. Process board, process. All my niggas came for it, came. Taking charge, taking. All my niggas paid for it, paid. No debit card, no. Think I might go cut the rape since I stay with stars. All my niggas made for it, made. All my niggas made for it, made. Don't ask about them whips and them houses and jewelry, cause all that shit is paid for. Cash, all my niggas made for it. One more time, all my niggas made for it. Made, don't ask about them whips and them houses and jewelry, cause all that shit be paid for.
Yo, yo, today was a good day. Hey, drop my top, riding down the highway. I don't see no 12, ain't gotta drive straight. So I'm hogging up the lane, cause my bills paid. And my sisters, niggas made for it. Yeah. Can't knock my hustle. No. I done slave for it. Slave. Look at my muscles. MVP the whole game, Quavo Russell. No, do not touch him.
Don't touch
I'ma
him.
Have to bust you.
Bow, bow.
I cannot trust you.
Yeah.
I cannot love you.
Nope.
If you ain't my brother, I came from the struggle.
Hey.
Must not be made for it. I'ma have to cut you.
Hey,
yeah.
All my niggas made for it. Made. All my niggas made for it, made, man. Don't ask about them whips and them houses and jewelry, cause all that shit is paid for. Cash, all my niggas made for it. One more time, all my niggas made for it. Made, don't ask about them whips and them houses and jewelry, cause all that shit be paid for.
Thank God for blessings, gotta pray more.
God,
hop in the rave, of course, I grind like skateboards.
Grief.
Lumbo truck, I tore, dripping in time for it.
Tore.
How did you come in the game? I came with the gang, of course.
Ow.
We can divide the flames, turn you to s'mores.
Bye.
Yeah, all aboard. Load up the bricks on the floor.
Bricks.
I brought a tiger to roar.
Tiger.
We bout to body a store.
Bye.
Soak my wrist for sure.
Soap.
Love all my fans to the core.
Hurt.
I put my kids in Dior.
Kid.
I put my mama on resorts.
Mom.
We catch the bricks and deport them. Missing the bucket, got deported.
Woo.
I'm on the block for a day.
Block.
I pray I don't go back to stay.
Pray.
I told her my kids come stay.
Come on,
she got my kids on her face.
Hey.
All my niggas made for it. Made. All my niggas made for it. Made, man. Don't ask about them whips and them houses and jewelry, cause all that shit is paid for. Cash. All my niggas made for it. One more time. All my niggas made for it. Made. Don't ask about them whips and them houses and jewelry, cause all that shit be paid for. Cars, jewelry, house, everything paid for. I got niggas still tryna be the case, boy. Don't you come running up, cause it ain't safe, boy. And my niggas from the north put you on place, boy.